Hello everyone, welcome to Climbed, wherever you're watching or listening to this. I'm Anna Rova, your host and founder of Climbed.com, where I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. And so today, this is a very ad hoc video. You just saw a garbage bin in the background, but I'm just on a walk here with my baby, who's 7 months old, my second one. And I heard a client of mine mention something on a coaching call that we have in our Climbed group coaching program. And I wanted to record this message while it's really fresh and I'm excited about it and there's a lot of energy. So what she said on the call was that, so basically this woman is in the process of her divorce. She has four children with this guy. And it was really interesting because, I mean, they're divorcing because he has lied to her a bunch of times and stuff like that. And polarity was not working. And that's why she's in the program, to get help to really shift and transform. And so she can start to attract different types of men and also build trust. So she can start trusting men again, which is such a common situation of a lot of the women that we work with. But something that she said, you know, like when she was asking this question, she's working with a therapist, and then she said, my therapist, so this woman is explaining her situation that, you know, her husband is texting her sometimes and she doesn't know whether he's lying or not, because she knew that he lied in the past. And so she has a really hard time, you know, just basically trusting him. And she said that her therapist told her to assume that he was lying all the time. And when I heard that, I got pissed off. Honestly, I mean, look, therapy is amazing. There's a lot of amazing therapists out there, and maybe this therapist is really great. But in my opinion, personal and professional opinion, as a coach that guides women into their own truth, into their own body, and into personal growth, telling someone to assume that her ex-husband is constantly lying is just not a great way to help this woman personally, I think. Because then, to me, that's just not a very healthy way to live your life and to build the relationship and to continue, you know, developing a relationship with this particular human or this man, you know, that in this particular situation that this woman has four children with, that she still needs to parent. And there's, you know, quite a few logistics there and stuff. So imagine how it would be to walk through life every single day assuming that he's always lying. Imagine how it would be to parent these four children assuming that their dad is always lying. So to me, that's not healthy. You know, that's not okay for me personally. It's also the same thing if you tell someone, just assume that the whole world is not a place you can trust. Just assume the worst in people. You know, just assume that, like, what kind of a life are you going to live? What, like, that's not healthy. You know, that's not going to get you anywhere. What that's going to get you into is just assuming that he's always lying and expecting that he's going to lie. And you're going to be constantly focused and looking for evidence of lies. So instead, what I think, and if you may be in a similar situation, what I think you should be doing is actually, first and foremost, is building and developing trust within yourself. Because what happens is, you know, when we meet someone and we end up in a relationship with them and marriage and children and whatnot, we always, I mean, this is kind of like the law of gravity, but we always attract our equal in terms of emotional availability, in terms of our self-worth, in terms of what we think about the world and ourselves and what is our belief system, right? So, sorry, there's kind of a car. And this guy's like, what is she doing filming videos while on a walk with a baby? So, I was definitely not prepared for it. Usually I have a mic and some sort of selfie stick and it's not raining. But anyways, this is important. So, so when we attract our equal, it doesn't mean like, oh, this woman is to blame for her husband lying. No, but because our partners are our mirrors, it's always when you are faced with something that you do not like in your dynamic with men, right? It's always an opportunity for you to look into the mirror and say, why am I attracting that? And what do I need to build within myself so for this situation doesn't happen again, or so I can handle the situation a lot better, right? So with this particular woman, she doesn't trust her husband. So the first step is not to assume he's lying all the time, but the first step, and this wouldn't be any step that I would recommend, but actually the step here is to work on trusting yourself. How can you work on trusting yourself, developing that capacity for trust, right? How do you do that? Well, you know, this is all about working with your belief system about yourself, about your self-worth, and how do you trust yourself? Well, you first and foremost get to know yourself. Who am I? What are my values? How do I feel? How does trust feel in my body, right? And then what are some beliefs that I carry within my body that I need to work with? How does trust and safety feel in my body? And so I can guarantee you that if you start to work on that, and if you focus on yourself, and you also focus on, you know, developing trust in other people. So first, when you develop trust in yourself and you trust yourself and you know how that feels in the body, then whenever you're faced with a situation, even when if he's lying, and you set up your boundaries as well, and you're very much embodied, I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that his behavior will start changing as well, because your bullshit radar is going to be so much higher. You're not going to be accepting the BS from his side. You're going to be you're going to be so much more attuned to someone who's lying to you, to the point with, you know, because people lie to other people because they know they can get away with it. Or because, for example, they want to avoid confrontation, or they want to avoid drama or whatever, you know. And so that's why they lie, because they're scared. They're afraid that they're going to be judged. I mean, I'm not justifying lying is not okay. But for years now, I don't have any situations where people are lying to me, like lies and betrayal and stuff. That's not part of my world anymore. It was for a long time before, but as I didn't done my work, I'm like, I'm not available for that. But I'm also really honest and open with myself. I know how to feel. So you will stop attracting these kinds of men, but also the behavior of people that you're with is going to start to change, because you are not going to be that person anymore who is, it's going to be okay to lie too, if that makes sense. So I hope this was helpful to you, because I know that, you know, even if not your therapist, but I mean, I personally think it's not a very good thing to say to come out of the therapist, but even if sometimes your friends can tell you, just assume he's lying, just assume the worst in people, just assume the world is an unsafe place. Like, what a great way to live. Like, don't believe that. And work on yourself to develop that trust, and look for evidence of where you can trust people, where men do not lie, right? And build that confidence and trust, because everything else will change after that. So thanks for listening, watching. If you like this video, and if you're on YouTube, subscribe so I can send you some more ad hoc videos in the rain, walking around with a baby. And if you're listening to this, leave a rating and review on the podcast. Thanks so much. I'm Anna Rova, and I shall see you soon.